This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, so we're going to get to reliving draft day 2023 in just a little bit. That's fun to look back at now. And we're going to be wall-to-wall draft, I think, on the station all day long. Today is the first day of the NFL draft. We'll get to the biggest storylines in the draft at 7 o'clock today. So appreciate you joining us here on Payne and Pendergast, Sports Radio 610. Here was Cal McNair and Hannah McNair on the compromise that the Texans had to arrive at with the, not mentioned by name here, Tennessee Titans, or at least Amy Adams isn't mentioned by name. Here was Cal and Hannah on In the Loop earlier this week.
So we heard that loud and clear from our fans.
Yeah.
They wanted H-Town Blue represented. They wanted Houston represented. And so we worked with the NFL, and there was some push and shove, and we came to where we could get to with the NFL.
A compromise.
Giving us a compromise mm-hmm. and a certain percentage in the uniform. And I think our fans would like more.
Yeah.
And we're probably in that same boat. But, you know, we're working with the powers that be with the league and all that stuff to get to where we could get.
I think there was some talk. I think even publicly we discussed that we were going to be able to use a different color than Columbia Blue.
Mm-hmm.
And so when that was released and we got approval to do that, that's when we started.
Maybe there was some, how did he put it? Give and take or something
like
that? A lot of compromise.
Yeah.
And then it got to a point where they just said, no, you can't. And then we compromised.
What was the reason?
What do you think?
That's one of the greatest lines of the interview. What do you think? What do you think? So Mike Florio, credit John and Landry, man. They got two articles on Pro Football Talk out of that interview.
Well, yesterday. The one, yes, and I did see that Shireen Williams, when she wrote about it on Pro Football Talk, credited Cole. She credited, who'd she credit?
Cole Thompson. I saw the same thing.
Yeah.
She did mention Sports Radio 610 towards the beginning of
the
article.
Oh, she did? Oh, okay. So I saw it was like, she said on sports radio per Cole Thompson.
Right. On the radio.
What the hell?
Yeah, yeah.
What are we doing here,
dude? I thought the same thing. I'm like, okay, I got to go back to the beginning. She did mention the station at the beginning.
Okay.
So you're off the hook, Shireen. Good catch, Seth. So Florio picked this up yesterday. So I'm like, okay, is he going to go HOA Florio? And if so, which side is he taking in this flap?
HOA Florio, for those of you that don't know, that's Homeowners Association Florio. So Mike Florio, the former lawyer, sometimes when it starts involving anything legal, he dives in way deeper and harder than anybody
all
wants
the time.
To. Yeah.
Yes, he does.
He's an eager beaver is what he is.
He is. Okay, so whose side is HOA Florio Esquire?
This one surprised
taking?
Me.
A little bit too. So so in his article, He lays out that the McNairs were on Sports Radio 610. He transcribes all the quotes that you just heard right there, so I won't go back through those. He says the situation traces to the fact that when the Oilers left Houston, Houston made no effort to retain the names or the logos or the colors, unlike Cleveland, Houston the city. So the Oilers took their logos and colors and ditched them for the Titans and now use the Oilers as a throwback, even though it makes zero geographic sense to think of the Oilers as a Tennessee property. Frankly, this is Florio, Houston should own the Oilers' name and logo.
Hmm.
It's good that a compromise was done. It would be better if the Texans had the Oilers' option. I don't think the Texans want the Oilers' option.
I don't think they want it. I mean, I guess when it comes down to whatever, I think the H-Town Blue is probably, it might be a compromise that maybe it's more of a compromise than the Texans wanted, and yet, yeah, I think that you always want to maybe pay homage to the past, but you don't necessarily want to be living in it and wallowing in it. and it's this is probably right. You know, if there's nothing but throwback oil derricks all over town and everything, it doesn't necessarily have a forward facing, hey, let's accomplish great things in the future, which, by the way, the city has yet to win a Super Bowl or an NFL championship.
Right. Well, with either uniform.
Yeah.
It's funny. I think if they had access, like full access to that color, and they were able to do like a color rush in the H-Town blue, then that would have been, as long as we're using the word compromise, that would have been the compromise to old school Oiler fans, which is like, we're not going to do the Oiler uniforms, but here are the colors.
Right,
you know,
we're
kind of playing the middle here sort of thing.
For those of you that, it gets very confusing, and don't worry, we're not going to get into intellectual property law or anything, but a lot of this
not till 9 o'clock.
This is all settled. Like, nobody's taking this stuff to court. This is all settled at the NFL level, because these are business partners, basically.
Yes.
The teams in the NFL are business partners. So I think that the biggest thing, I think the biggest thing really is that nobody likes the fact that Amy Adams Strunk has the control.
Right.
Right. It's just that it's not even, I think, yes, it's about the colors, obviously, but it's the fact that there's somebody in there in Tennessee who, as Hannah McNair alluded to, like, they started all this nonsense with wearing the throwback uniforms last year. Like, they felt they wanted to up it a notch.
Yeah.
Like, so that's what drives you insane, is that somehow they've got the right. So as far as the intellectual property part goes, the Browns negotiated it when they left that they'd be able to keep the logo, the record book, all of that stuff. So that's why when you look at Browns records, they just took the original Browns and added that to their own record books, and the Ravens became a brand new franchise.
Yeah, the Ravens basically became an expansion team.
The Titans, and this gets where it gets so weird, like, the Titans chose to keep their history of the Oilers. So not just the logos, but the history, the records, all of that
and
stuff.
And celebrate it as if it all happened in Nashville.
Yeah, I know. It's all really, really weird.
It's super weird.
It feels like, you know what it feels like? It feels like the NFTs from the COVID era. Where it was kind of like, okay, what are we even arguing about here? Like, what do we even own here? Like, this is all make-believe.
What is a blockchain?
Yeah. Well, that's, okay, that, yeah,
So Florio sides with Houston on that one. A little surprised.
Yeah, I'm a little bit surprised that Florio did surprise.
A little surprised.
You brought up something during the break.
Yeah.
Do we have time to talk about the C.J. Stroud stuff?
Well, let's play C.J. getting picked by the Texans,
that.
And that'll be a nice lead into it here. Let's relive draft day 2023. It was a year ago, basically a year ago today. You know, it's like probably like a year ago Saturday or something on the calendar. But draft day, night one, the night that everything changed for the Texans. This is fun to go back and relive this. Ben, go C.J., the two C.J.'s back-to-back here.
With the second pick in the 2023 NFL Draft, the Houston Texans select C.J. Stroud, quarterback, Ohio State.
What's up, Nick?
What's happening, brother? How you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm feeling a lot better now.
Welcome to Texas, bud.
Yes, sir.
Excited to have
you. Thank you.
No, I look forward to working with you. D'Amico's going to get on the phone here in a little bit. He'll visit with you here, and then we'll catch up with you after. But congratulations. You've earned this opportunity, and you know, we can't wait to get started with you.
Thank you for the opportunity, man. I promise I won't let you down. I'm going to work my tail off.
You got it.
CJ, what's up, my man?
What's up, Coach?
Hey, man. Hey, we're all fired up, man. Excited, right? Can't wait to get to work with you, man. You ready to go? Ready to compete?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Just like we talked about, man. That's all I'm about. Yes, sir. I appreciate the opportunity.
You know it, man. Let's go do work.
CJ.
How you doing?
Good. Congratulations.
Thank you, man. Thank you for trusting in me.
Well, you worked hard to earn this, and so we look forward to getting you here and seeing your hard work all pay off here as a Texan.
Yes, sir. Yeah, most definitely. I promise to work hard.
I'm a big mark for the war room phone calls.
You like that?
I like those a lot.
I feel awkward because I think about C.J. Stroud. Remember, what did he say originally that he thought he was going to go somewhere in the top 12, but he had no idea?
He told me when I did the sit down with him, he told me, I asked him, like, I had him, like, put me in your shoes and take us through, like, that night. And he said when the Texans were on the clock, he didn't think the Texans really liked him.
You're right.
He didn't think the tag. He said Nick played things real close to the vest when he was visiting and things like that. He wasn't sure. And plus, there was all the smoke. Yeah, no pun intended. you know, there was all the smoke about where he could go because of the S2 and everything. He thought he could go anywhere. He told me he thought he could go anywhere from 1 to 10.
So 1 to 10.
Yeah.
So if you're looking 1 through 10, now obviously some of those teams didn't need a quarterback, but they might have surprised somebody, but actually a lot of them did. But 1 through 10, like that's 30 different, like 30 total head coach, GM, owner combos.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm always amazed at some of these kids when they get interviewed and people ask, like, well, have you met with this team yet? Have you met with that? Some of the kids who have met with basically all 32 teams, I'm honestly impressed by some of their recall. It's a lot of strange dudes in suits or pullovers that they've met over the course of a couple months to keep track of, and they have no idea where they're going.
Dude, I'm impressed with football players knowing all of their teammates sometimes. Yeah. I'm being serious.
It's true, yeah.
We've got about the same amount of people that work in the building here for our stations as are on an NFL roster when you add up the practice squad and everything, and I'm like, there's still people I see in the hallway sometimes.
If we showered, like, okay. If we showered with them every day, we'd know them a lot better. That's a lot, yeah.
All right.
It's hard to
pick up. Let's put that in the suggestion box.
You get the whole... Think about how much more information you're getting when you take a shower with somebody versus the face. Face is only like 10%. Or like you get the whole full 100%. Oh, there's Big Jim.
That would be an interesting email to come out today.
There's Droopy Gwyneth.
starting today. Oh, man.
We don't have a Gwyneth that works here, do we?
I don't think so.
Okay, thank God.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We've got a lot of questions from people about the uniform reveal this week and CJ. There were like a few people like freaking out that CJ hasn't posted anything of him in the new unit. He wasn't part of the videos like that. It's simple geography, people. Like he's decompressing in the off season. He spends his off season in California, and It's a big ask to have somebody fly cross country for a day to pose in uniforms.
It's a big ask. So based on your rummagings around, it seems that the Texans didn't want to even really impose upon him because they know he's being pulled in a million different directions.
Yeah, I don't know if there were like deep conversations about it or if they I don't know if they asked or not. But
I'm glad.
But that's why.
I honestly was glad to see that he wasn't on there.
Yeah,
I do feel like this first year is a whole lot of like as much as the pressure was at Ohio State.
Yeah.
You know what? Simple geography is still a thing.
Yes.
Sometimes I think we forget that geography really, really still does matter.
Right.
Like being in person, face-to-face, all that stuff really does matter. In that, it's not as simple as, okay, he can just hop on a jet and come here, and then it ends up being 48 hours out of his life, and just after he's done all this other stuff, where you're hoping that you're hoping for a rookie quarterback in that first offseason, A, he gets to rest and relax a little bit, because from your senior year on through all that draft process, it's a long, long process. Yeah. But B, it's learning how to handle being pulled in different directions in a different way than he was at Ohio State.
After he's openly said he's looking forward to having an offseason where he doesn't have to do anything for a couple of months.
Downtime for the first time
ever. Yeah. So that's all that is. There's no reason to freak out
If I were in the Texans business office maybe if I called up CJ to see about whether or not he wanted to do it, as soon as he said, like, well, I've got a vacation plan.
We're good.
Yep, see you later.
We're good.
No, we don't need you, man.
100%.
We don't need you.
I agree with you. So there was CJ getting picked number 2, and then there was the big trade up for Will Anderson.
The Arizona Cardinals have traded the 3rd pick to the Houston Texans. With the third pick in the 2023 NFL Draft, the Houston Texans select Will Anderson Jr., linebacker, Alabama.
What's up?
How we doing, man?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Congratulations, Nick Caserio.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.
You got it, brother. Happy to have you. We're so excited to have you here. Can't wait for you to get here. D'Amico's right here. I'm going to put him on the phone, all right?
All right.
All right, thanks. Yep.
Let's go, my man. Let's go.
Peace out, five.
Life, baby. Let's do it, man. Let's do it. Hey, man. Let's happy for you, man. Happy for you, brother. Happy
Thank
for you.
This is an exciting time, man.
Can't wait to get to work with you.
I can't wait to work. Thank you for the opportunity, Coach.
No doubt.
Hey, congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it, sir.
Our guys really believe in you. Can't wait to get you here.
Thank you. I can't wait to get there.
So that was fun. And you can hear Will's family screaming in the background.
That was, the CJ Stroud was a big thing at the draft party, obviously. Yeah. But then the Will Anderson was the one where everything went nuts. As soon as they found out that the Texans were trading up, it was one of the best twists in movie history.
It was.
If this was a movie, or if this is Draft Day the movie or something,
yes.
It's that kind of a twist that nobody expected.
That's what it felt like. And honestly, the movie Draft Day, the GM in that movie, Kevin Costner, Sonny Weaver is the name of the character.
He would have loved Will Anderson.
He would have loved Will Anderson. Widely panned in the real world for the trades that he made in the movie. It all worked out in the movie.
There was a lot of cocaine, basically, is what they were implying. It was like, these guys are, what the hell is this guy on?
Maybe. but the Will Anderson trade right out of the chute by experts is getting treated a lot like all those trades Kevin Costner was making in the movie. Like, there were a lot of people going, okay, this is an aggressive move here.
And it was one of those things when it goes through the news cycle. The first night, everybody covering it was super excited, thought it was an aggressive move, awesome, awesome, awesome. But then you're moving on to the other things. It wasn't until a day or two later when some of the contrarian or just people coming out and saying, like, well, listen, man, this is a lot to pay for a guy. Yeah. If this doesn't work out, it's Nick Caserio's butt. And that's one of the biggest differences between last year and this year. I think there were a lot of people that, really, like, it was an understandable objection. It was really, and like, look, we as Texans fans tried to come up with some convoluted rationale that, like, well, no, it was actually trading for the package of both CJ Stroud and Will Anderson. Really smart people were saying things that didn't make any sense at all.
Yeah.
Like, it's still, I thought about it for a year, Sean. I sat down with a pen and paper and a computer and everything. It didn't make any sense what people were saying. Like, no, it's actually a package deal.
Yep.
So there's that. But it worked out.
It worked out.
To the point where this year, when Nick Caserio traded back out of the first round, there was hardly a hint of skepticism or judgment.
Zero.
And if anything, people used it to bolster their own arguments about where the strengths of the draft were.
I heard
more people on podcasts saying, like, well, see, even Nick Caserio decided to move out.
Noted.
Which goes to show you the strength of the draft is in the top 15.
Noted draft tour de force, Nick Caserio.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, yeah. And he had a hell of a draft last year, man. Hell of a draft. All right, today is draft day. We got you covered all day long here on Sports Radio 610. In fact, we'll touch on draft day and the headlines. We'll hit the Astros as well. A lot of other NFL news going on that impacts the Houston Texans that we'll get to, not only in headlines, but at the top of the hour. Stay there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Yeah. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.